Epilepsy is a chronic disorder of the brain that affects people of all ages. The condition can be unpredictable and difficult to diagnose. This week, the federal government announced a new epilepsy helpline to help sufferers of the condition. Eduardo Jordan found out more.
According to Epilepsy Action Australia, 250,000 Australians have one or more types of epilepsy, but 40 types of the condition have been detected so far, making it challenging to detect. Specialist nurse from Epilepsy Action Australia, Louise Clark, says epilepsy is a complex condition and the symptoms may vary.
So epilepsy is a really complex condition that is characterised by the person with epilepsy having seizures. So epilepsy as a condition is very unpredictable, and so are seizures themselves. So a person who's had epilepsy for many years may have a long period of time without any seizures, and then suddenly seizures might become quite frequent. Other people may have frequent seizures regularly and manage lots of different medications and have very severe and very debilitating seizures frequently. So it's very different between individuals how the condition affects people.
The Nurse Epilepsy Helpline will give advice on how to manage the condition. Ms. Clark says it will provide help for the patients and their families.
The helpline will be life-changing, really, for people living with epilepsy, so that's the person themselves or their family members. Because of that unpredictability of epilepsy and seizures, often people need help then and there, perhaps when a seizure's occurred and they're dealing with the reasons why, or is it my medication, do I need to go to a hospital? So not the emergency situation, but after the seizure. So 7 days a week, that person with epilepsy or their family members will be able to get appropriate and accurate advice as to what they need to do to manage their concern at the time.
She also says the service will give non-emergency related advice on epilepsy.
Anything affecting you as a person living with epilepsy, or if you have a family member, you might be worried about lifestyle concerns. You might be worried, is my medication right? I'm not feeling well. Could it be a medication side effect? Is it my lifestyle? They might have read something on the internet that they're worried about and they might want clarification. Even just talking through the services that they might need, like should they see a GP, should they try and get into their neurologist, should they see a psychologist. So epilepsy impacts every area of someone's life. So they may have a question that relates to anything that the epilepsy helpline will be able to assist with.
And it will benefit Australians living in regional or remote areas.
But often people living in rural and remote areas may not have healthcare professionals specifically trained in epilepsy, so it'll be wonderful for those people living in rural and remote areas. And also, often people only see their specialist once or maybe twice a year. So when things happen throughout their life, as the year goes on, they'll have this number to call whenever they need expert advice.
People can experience seizures due to conditions not related to epilepsy. Ms. Clark says the helpline is just for advice and not for emergency situations.
Because seizures can occur that are not related to epilepsy, there could be many medical reasons why a person has a seizure. So if you were a bystander and witnessing someone that you didn't know, that doesn't have epilepsy that you're aware of, having a seizure, it would be recommended to call 000 in that emergency situation. But for families and individuals living with epilepsy that have a concern or have a question, to call the Epilepsy Nurse Line on 1300 374537.
That was Louise Clark from Epilepsy Action Australia speaking with Eduardo Jordan. And if you'd like more information about the helpline, you can check our website, thewire.org.au.